Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
Welcome to The Fighter's Voice. I'm your host, Don McGuire. We're going to get started with the Misfits of Gold weekly special. As soon as I could get through to this, these knuckleheads over here, we'll get things going. Let's go ahead and see if we can get them on the line now. Well, we'll go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we'll have, hopefully, the Misfits of Gold. I think we might have one. We'll be right back. I apologize about the technical difficulties, kind of running a little bit behind on time, so give me a second, we'll be right back.
What up, it's your boy Slone Bone of the Mo Thugs Movement, part of the Bone Thugs and Harmony family tree, the 86ers brand ambassador. Check it out though, listen, in a world full of followers, be proud to be different, be an 86er. So what I need y'all to do is go to the 86ers.net. We got the dopest apparel, men and women, everything you need for a fresh start. I'm talking tees, zip-ups, tanks, hoodies, and the best hats at a price nobody can match. I'ma ask you this though, what do your clothes say about you? If you don't know, come to the 86ers.net and find yourself out. And a special shout out to Don McGuire, the host of The Fighter's Voice. Salute, big homie.
And we're back, and I guess a person's having a problem with his phone. So we'll go ahead and get the other person on the line and make this happen. It's one of them days, you know, you roll with the punches and you make things happen. We'll get the other number put in right now and we'll get this show on the road. Here we go.
Technology at its finest.
Yeah, right. You know, call Travis's phone. I get a busy signal.
Really, we're sitting here like the phone's not ringing. Like, dude, like, is Don calling? And you're like, hey, I'm hitting up Travis. Was like, dude, like, we're sitting here looking at the phone. Yeah, I got a brand new phone too, and it always does that shit.
Well, you know what? That's fine, because technology, in my opinion, today is just fucking up life. You know, I talked with MF a little bit earlier. You know, I know we harp from time to time, but this show, I'm probably going to be the biggest bitch you ever met. You know, there's two things in life that piss me off. One is this transgender shit, and the other is you don't fuck with little kids. And, you know, society has gotten to the point that it doesn't matter who the hell you are, they don't give a shit as far as the government is concerned. You know, like I spoke with MF earlier, excuse me, I saw a video out of, it was either Pakistan or Afghanistan. It was a man, he was hanging a 4 or 5 year old little boy, and at the same time he was beating these two, three year old little girls with a switch or a stick. And when the little boy would grab a hold of the rope trying to stop himself from being hung, the man would go over there and knock his hands down and give him a thwack with a whip. When, you know, I filed a complaint with Facebook because this really pissed me off. And little to my dismay, I get back, thank you for your complaint. Although this doesn't violate Facebook community standards, what the fuck is wrong with people? And Travis, I'll let you answer this question because I'm already getting pissed off.
You know, man, it's just another one of those situations where you just got to follow the money trail. I mean, it's so amazing to me that, you know, you could call it the government, you could call it social media. Personally, you know, I mean, Mark Zuckerberg hangs out at the White House. You know, anybody who's in charge of high-level technology like that, like everyone at Google, they're involved with the politics and with the government. And it's just funny that you see a lot of people who get banned from social media, who get banned from Twitter, who get banned from people. I mean, Ben Shapiro is one of the guys most recently who I'm actually quite a big fan of. You know, he makes a lot of sense. He talks a lot in reality. And he's the type of guy who is not promoting violence or hate speech or in anything whatsoever, yet he gets banned from social media just because it's, you know, politically driven and politically aligned. And it just, it's fucking amazing to me, man. And it's honestly, it's one of those things that should be criminal. You know, there are these checks and balances on Facebook for that kind of a reason. You know, girls can't show their nipples on fucking Facebook. That shit gets flagged all day long. But yet we can have things like this, like real atrocities that seem to get by because of the fact that they're not left or right aligned.
Right. You know what even pissed me off even more? Okay. And I'm glad I'm on this show because I know there's people listening. You don't have to just stop right there with Facebook. Okay, there's another way to file a complaint, and that's through the federal government. Well, I followed these guidelines. At first, they agreed with me, and then 2 hours later, 2.5 hours later, I get another email stating that they're going to allow the video to remain on Facebook, but they're going to put a cover over it. What the fuck? You know, last week I watched a man get his head chopped off on Facebook. This week I watched a young child, 4 or 5 years old, being hung to death. And, you know, it just dismays me that, like you said, the government really could give two shits, you know. At first I was like, hey, you know, finally they did something in the right way. And, you know, 2.5 hours later they allow the video back on Facebook. And, you know, you brought up a good point. You know, a lot of people are hitting me because I did post about it because I'm upset about it. You know, the sad thing is not very many people are responding to it. And I think it's because the point that we brought up and we've been bringing up time and time again, people are correlating this shit with everyday life. And when you do that, you become numb to it. It becomes a part of your daily norm. It's sickening. And, you know, I'll be quite honest with you. I was, to my dismay, a gentleman from Pakistan hit me and said he was with, you know, with the federal government, not the federal government, but with a government over there, and he would make sure that it got to the right authorities. I'm not going to put that man in a situation where he may be the next one I'm going to get to see on Facebook get hung. You know, MF, when you look at this, you're a little bit older than Travis. When you look at all the things that we talk about, what does it do for you looking forward in life, man? How do you take the next step as a younger individual in life?
Day by day, man, that's all I really can do. You know, you see all these atrocities and just this horrible shit that just goes on in everyday fucking life. Like what you just said, we touch on it all the time. It's just, it's normalized to the point to where people don't really see it for what it is. Why? Because they see it all the fucking time, whether it's on TV, it's in the fucking media, it's on the fucking news. You know, you get shit and fucking music that's glorified. That just, it is what it is. It's ways to make money. It's people that chase money in some way, shape, or form. Somehow violence is normalized to an extreme extent, dude. And it's like, people want more blood. They're going to want more blood. They're going to want more blood. You know, it's just getting worse and worse on that fact. And then you look at the other side of the coin, you got a lot of people who have this misguided sense of self-righteous bullshit to where they actually think that it's like, oh, okay, well, you know, I care about these people and blah, 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 but I'm not willing to help them. I'm not willing to do this. I'm not willing to do that. I'm willing to turn a blind eye to the fact that that's happening, that same exact thing you're bitching about is happening on the other side of the world, but you don't care because that doesn't affect you directly, but yet you expect other people to care that doesn't affect them directly. And then it's, you just look at how things are. It's, everything's painted with just this weird fucked up brush where everything's normalized or everything's demonized. There's nothing in the middle. And whichever way you choose to believe, you're going to get scrutinized and think you're going to get judged from either side. So it doesn't matter where you go. Somebody's going to end up trying to screw you. Some are going to use lube, some are not. You know, it's just the way it fucking goes. And it's, you know, people are attracted to that shit. That's why they're on social media. If people stopped looking at the shit, then it wouldn't matter. But that's the fucked up thing is that, you know, like George Carlin said it, half the people out there are stupid. Now, here's another crazy thought is that now half of those people are even stupider.
Right? You know, I'll tell you what, you know, I'm getting so dismayed with the bullshit that I'm seeing. You know, another video I saw today was this guy complaining, if you know these two lads that beat up this other one for no reason, please turn them into your authorities. Well, motherfucker, you're standing there holding the phone. You know,
right?
What the fuck? You know, I tell you, it's like people want to bitch about something, but yet they don't want to stand up for something. And I think your point is so right. And, you know, I'll be the first to say it. Fuck it. You know, fuck the way everything is going. Harvey Weinstein, I commend you, brother. Bill Cosby, I commend you. Fuck it, man. You know what? If people want to look at fucking murder and applaud it, then fuck it. Hey, man, I'll tell you what. Harvey Weinstein probably got more ass in his 60-something years than I have in my whole fucking life. So you know what? I'm going to commend the man. I mean, you look at it in that relevant fact, I mean, people say, well, Don, you're being a dick. But am I really, Travis?
I mean, not at all. You know, it's one of those things where people can they latch on to the weirdest things where it's like people are trying to take their feelings and make them reality. You know, when I was a child, your feelings were just that. They were your feelings. And you didn't put your feelings and your opinions and things that didn't affect other people onto other people. You know, but it's like now that everybody has this soapbox of social media where they feel like they can preach to the world, everybody just wants to give you their, what would you call it? It's almost like everybody's social media is the absolute best version of that person that they're trying to be. They're not that person at all, but that's the person who they aspire to be and that they're trying to be. And you know, it's just like you said, you can sit there and you can bitch about it all day long, and, you know, you can demonize and tell your friends that they're pieces of shit because they don't agree with you politically. Or you can go out in your community, amongst your family, amongst your friends, and just try and make life a little better. You know, go out there and help somebody today. Go out there and learn. Go out there and educate yourself so that you, in the future, can make better decisions for you and your community.
Fucking right.
I have to agree with you there, you know. And this week has just been, you know, ever since my back surgery, going back to right before Thanksgiving, walking into the flu, and then trying to get over this hump and realizing that, hey, I'm finally starting to feel over fucking 50. And, you know, I guess you call it menopause. I don't know what the fuck else you could call it, because you get a lot of these thoughts and reflections of yourself. And, you know, I have to deal with social media because that's my business. And, you know, I saw a post the other day that just, it really pissed me off because it really is a double-edged sword. And you get these women fighters that they pose half naked, they do all this shit, but then they'll be the first ones to post, stop sending me dick pics in my inbox, stop doing this, you know, if you do this, I'm going to file a complaint. Well, you're the one throwing your shit up there half naked. I mean, you're the one that's crying for fucking attention, but yet you want to bitch about it when you get it. I mean, you can't have your cake and eat it too, people. You know, and the same with Affliction. You know, I was the 28th person ever signed to Affliction. I fucking have been sick. I've been dealing with a lot of stuff. I got home from a shoot at 5 in the morning, and I missed the charity event. And therefore, I get terminated. Well, you know what, Affliction? Go fuck yourself. You know what? I don't even care if I was the 28th person ever signed to your organization. Your clothes are shit anyway. After the third time of washing them, they fucking fall apart anyway. So you could take that fucking sponsorship and shove it up your fucking ass as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
You know, my listeners, I apologize if I'm on a rant this week, but I'm finally starting to feel like Don again. And, you know, the expression, people want to kick you when you're down, is so fucking true. But the thing of it is, I will come back. And I'm back, and I'm starting to come back now. And, you know, when you look at MF, when you look at these broads that are out there posting pictures on toilets, posting pictures half naked all over the place, and then they want to fucking be the first ones to cry that they got a dick pic in their inbox. What type of message are they projecting? And then they get a response, then they fucking want to be the first ones to bitch about it. Why is society that way?
Well, first question, why am I the best person to answer this question? anyway, dude, like, as far as the females go, I mean, bless their hearts. I love all women, you know what I mean? Shape, sizes, whatever, it don't matter. I respect women for what they are. But on your point, and you have a very, very valid point, when they flaunt, like, things like that, like, as far as, like, their sexuality, you know, like, these half-naked pics, like, these whatever they have to do, and if it's, like, if in every single pic you have to show your body to a certain extent to where it's trying to look sexy, trying to attract some shit, it's, like, understand one thing. We are not your fans. We are not your followers. We are perverts. And that is why we watch this shit. I'm only liking that shit because I like looking at half-naked women, and we're going to keep that shit gangster. That's just the way it is, but I'm a man. That's what I like. You know, I also like other things with women, but that's what it is. Now, if that's all you have to offer, then I'm sorry, chick, but it ain't going to last more than what it is. And if that's the only skill you have, I pity them. You know what I mean? But that's the type of society that we are. Like, people glorify shit like that. These little girls looked up to things like that, and guess what? By the time they're 12 years old, how many things on social media they've seen where they're half naked? Like, I got to be like her in order to actually be some of my life. So shame on you for actually telling these little girls that that's how they have to live like that. But then you get the other chicks that try to act like, oh, well, these bitches are fucking stupid and woo-woo-woo, but yeah, you see a cleavage shot in every single motherfucking picture. It's like, just because you ain't half-naked, bitch, don't mean you ain't fucking trying to pull the same motherfucking game. Just they got a little more body than you. I'm sorry. But now, on the second point with Affliction, I'm going to back you up on that with them ugly-ass motherfucking clothes. Because think about it. How many the only type of motherfuckers that wear Affliction are the ones that get the bedazzled boot-cut jeans with their ugly-ass shoes, their slick-back full fucking thing of gel in their hair, they're midlife crisis in their fucking 60s. It's like they're saying, what, they beat up their little brother for their fucking shirts? Like, come on, dude. Like, make some shirts that actually fucking look decent. If I got to bedazzle some motherfucking jeans, like, I'm sorry, I'm going to walk around my skivvies.
Oh, snap. You know, I love it. You know, and another thing, I've seen this fucking video, okay? People were talking about empowerment. People are talking about they have rights. But yet, I can dig that, bro. As long as you're over 18, I can dig you valuing and saying whatever the fuck you want. It's a free country. But there was a video, and Travis, I know you've seen this shit because I shared it. It really pissed me off. You got these little girls dressed up like princesses talking about, you know, being devalued and fuck this and fuck that. And at the end of the video, they got a little boy dressed in a fucking dress. And I looked at this, and I was like, are you fucking for real? I mean, you got little girls from 4 to probably 8 years old on this video dropping F-bombs and every other part of the language you could probably drop. Where did society lose its moral values and start utilizing children to spread their agenda, Travis?
I got to jump in real quick, dude. I got a point on that one. I'm glad you actually said it. But look at it this way. It's mainly coming from the parents on how they're being raised, but those are the same parents that want to act like gender don't exist, but yet they want to march for women and then teach your little young kids that they're being devalued, but yet teach them how to curse and teach them all this obscene shit. Those are the same people that are crying wolf.
And to follow up on that, Don, I mean, I saw a video the other day that was from a school dance, all right, an elementary school dance, probably 6th grade, maybe 7th grade. Yeah, and you hear all of the children are singing the lyrics to the hip-hop song, and the song is called Gucci Gang. The chorus of the song goes Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, and the DJ at the elementary school then cuts out the song for the kids to, you know, sing the rest of the part. That other line is Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, bitch, I love doing cocaine. And you have an entire gymnasium full of, you know, 10, 12, 13-year-old boys and girls. Yep. And the DJ at the school is cutting the song so that the kids can sing, bitch, I love doing cocaine. You know, it comes back to just the same thing with all this access to technology, you know. You're allowing children who do not have a fully formed prefrontal cortex, which is the part of the brain responsible for logic and reasoning and decision-making, you know, and you're giving them literally access to the world. And what does that do to a child's psychology when they're growing up and at the age of 8, 9, 10, they have all of the pornography and violence in the world at their fingertips, you know? It is not good for the psychology of children, plain and simple.
Yeah, you know, and another thing that pisses me off is if you got a political agenda, if you're right-wing or leftist, whatever, what the fuck ever, don't use your kids to utilize your thought process. You know, the thing that, oh, man, life is just pissing me off right now. And the thing of it is, you know, it's like it's only getting worse. It's getting to the point that I truly want to walk away from certain aspects and only go to social media when I need to utilize it. Matter of fact, Travis, I just sent you that video. I don't know if we could hear it through the audio on your side since we're on MF's phone, but I want people to get an understanding. It's in your inbox, bro, on Facebook. But I want people to get an understanding of I'm not just bitching about something. I mean, these are actually little kids that have a worse vocabulary than a sailor.
I actually have the video brought up right here, Don. You gotta be fucking kidding me, right?
A little girl saying fuck for the fucking on equal and sexist way society treats girls and women. In our future, so listen up, grown up. Here's the words more fucked up than the words.
This is the most fucked up piece of propaganda I've seen in a good long minute. See, and you can't blame these kids here. They don't know no fucking better. These kids don't know no better than what they're doing. Shame on these fucking people.
And just to pause on one point right there that everyone can go look up, the pay gap, what they call the wage gap, is an absolute fucking lie. It is people who have taken statistics and have skewed them and literally misinterpreted. I mean, I heard Obama on TV talk about the pay gap and the wage gap and saying that women only make 70 cents on the dollar that men make, which is absolutely not true. The statistic that they are citing is if you take all of the women in America and all of the men in America and you take the total wealth of the women and the total wealth of the men, quote unquote, over their careers make 20% more than women do. But it does not take into account the fact that men on average take more dangerous jobs like fucking underwater welding and working on oil rigs and in the military, and it also doesn't account for the fact that a lot of women have children and they decide to become housewives and not pursue their career fully. So, I mean, just the sheer fact that the things that they are quoting you can tell is an absolute propaganda piece, and it's fucking misleading as fuck. It's just a straight lie that's been repeated over and over again, and people don't want to go look up the actual statistic they're talking about.
Yeah, you know, I wish we could have played the video in its entirety, but, you know, we get the point. You know, the thing of it is, you know, MF, I know you're chomping at the bit at this because it is truly propaganda. So I'm going to go ahead and let you say your piece because, you know, when I saw this video, it absolutely pissed me the fuck off. And, you know, to my listeners, I apologize about the language today, but like I said, Don McGuire is back, and I'm not happy. So we're going to be talking about some crazy shit today. But, MF, what's your feel on what you've seen?
Well, welcome back, motherfucker.
Right.
Glad to have you being like your normal self. But yeah, dude, that is the most foul piece of propaganda I've seen in a long time. Because, I mean, dude, like, shame on those people. Shame on the producers. Shame on the adults that actually allowed that to happen, that thought of that, that actually produced that and fucking directed the, like, I don't even get that, dude. Like, I'll slap the dog shit out of every single one of those motherfuckers because those kids don't know any better. And you're using kids to promote your fucking agenda. How dare you? Like, I don't fucking understand. Well, I do understand it. That's why I'm so fucking angry.
But then, like, you look at, like, what Travis was saying, like, there's statistics, like, that shit that just doesn't fucking prove. It's just cowards that have to use underhanded tactics and skullduggery to try to get their fucking point across and get other people to believe that shit. And you use children to promote it. Dude, I remember, like, I got smacked for saying damn when I was about the age of those kids on that video, you know what I mean? And they're sitting there cussing and trying to tell adults what's up? No, you ain't going to tell me what's up, little motherfucking youngster. Your brain ain't even fully functioned yet. What you going to do? What have you lived in life? I could beat you to death, bury you. I could just do all types of shit. I'm a fucking adult. Granted, some shit may not be right, some shit may not be wrong, but you're not going to go in and tell an adult that you know what is fucking up and that you're going to have control of the world. No, youngster. Understand where you are in the motherfucking pecking order. And how dare the adults for even putting that fucking thought in their head, and then they're going to project it to other fucking kids that are going to have access to the shit, and now you're creating like that rabbit breeding effect, dude. It's fucking crazy. And these are the kids that think in the next 20 years, they're going to be voting on where you're going to be fucking living and how you're going to be living. That's fucking scary.
Yeah, you know, that's my point exactly. And, you know, I'll tell you what, if I found out one of my kids did a video like that, they would have to surgically remove my foot out of their ass.
Bring back the bar of soap, bro. I'll sell it in their motherfucking mouth. Like, how you like to taste soap, bitch? Know your place.
Right? I mean, that's how, you know, honestly, when I was a kid, kids should be seen but not heard. You made a mistake. You got your ass whooped, vacuum cleaner cord, coat hanger, whatever the hell was in reach. And, you know, people think that it's just a hypothetical saying, but back in that day, we did get soap in our mouth. And trust me, there was lye in that soap. So it burnt like a motherfucker. You know, so
right.
I lived those days.
That taste stayed in your mouth for a week.
Yeah, right? You know, so, I mean, if people think that I'm projecting, you know, thoughts that aren't relevant and thoughts that aren't true, that was just a little tidbit. I could share video after video after video of where society has gone. And, man, you know, just sitting at 51 years old, I'm not an old man, but I'm old enough to realize that society is going backwards. Society is truly, actually degressing. You know, from this point forward, you know, the country as you know it, you better enjoy it now because it's no longer going to fucking be here. You know, that's just fact. You could look at life and say, oh, my life is so grand, you know, wonderful. I don't have to deal with this shit. Well, you know what? You might not have to deal with it now, but in 5 years, you're going to have to fucking deal with it. And in 10 years, like MF said, it's going to be part of your voting culture. It's going to be part of the people that determine what happens in our lives and in our society. And I tell you what, it's pretty much like a fucking game of, what's that shit, where you Russian roulette, you know, where the fuck will we be? And I honestly, I'm losing my respect for the United States of America. They're allowing socialism to take over. They're allowing different aspects to be implemented into our children's lives. You know, there are kids on Facebook, like you said, that see this shit. So what? At the end of the day, you know what? All they're doing is destroying what our forefathers built. And I'm going to let either one of you jump in on that.
I think it's because everybody's fucking distracted, whether it be sports, whether it be their TV, whether it be some kind of fucking thing that they like to do that's not actually productive, it's not helping society, it's not helping their community, it's not even fucking helping themselves in any way, shape, or form, you know what I mean? Like, how many people do you talk to, like, what are you going to do at work? Oh, dude, I got my show on at home. Really? That's your fucking ambition for that day, huh? You're going to go home and you're stoked to watch that TV show. Now, granted, I get down on my Dragon Ball and a couple of my animes, you know what I mean? But that's a different fucking story, dude. I might be like an hour out of my motherfucking week, and I can watch it whenever the fuck I want. I'm not, like, at a set time. But anyways, like, the distractions. Sports season comes around. These motherfuckers, as soon as football's done, what are they talking about? Can't wait till next football season. Yeah, there's nothing else going on in your life, huh? And think about it, dude. That's why you're losing hope in fucking America, because it's like, whether it's the politicians, whether it's the corporations, it's the docile people that have been programmed to sit there and be okay with this shit, whether it's because they don't want to stick up for it, they don't want to lose their little comfy lives, or either they just don't feel like they're going to amount to shit, or they're just distracted and don't care or don't believe in it.
And for anybody who doesn't think this is real, I mean, you can just look at Canada right now. Canada has something like, I don't know what they're up to, 84 or something, recognized gender pronouns, where if in the workplace you happen to misgender one of your coworkers who decided to be a woman or a man or
a Foxkin or a Fairykin or a Z or a Zer or whatever the fuck they decide to be when they wake up that morning, they can now take you and lock you in a cage and take $250,000 of your earnings because you're not playing along with their make-believe game of 85 different genders that you can pick whenever you wake up on that particular day. You know, and it's coming to that. That's what's going to happen if we continue down this PC culture of we have to validate everybody's feelings over the reality and the objective facts of life around us.
Right. You know, fuck, man. You know, I just... my mind is so full of shit right now, bro. It's like, you know, it's funny. I wasn't going to tell the story, but fuck, I might as well. A homeboy of mine a couple weeks ago, he's in the fight world. I'm not going to say his name. And they went down to Texas. They were on a trip and stopped off at this club and were having a few drinks and enjoying their time. And fucking, he started dancing with what he presumed was a lady. You know, I wasn't there, so I can't say exactly what this thing looked like. So anyway, make a long story short, they end up in the van. And, I mean, they're going hot and heavy. My homeboy goes down to grab, and he gets a handful of nuts. And he beats the shit out of this person. And he gets arrested.
I bet he fell nutty.
He got arrested for assault. And I find myself, wait a minute. This person portrayed themselves as a female. Let an American man to believe that it was a female, got it all hot and bothered, and when he got, you know, in the moment, he reached down and got a handful of nuts like Planters peanuts. Any man in the right mind would beat the shit out of this person. I mean, I would. I know you guys would. Do you think
maybe he should have been paying closer attention, though. Let's keep that shit together. I mean, there are certain things that give it away. I mean, there's people that they may come close, but I'm like, no. No, 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 no.
Well,
and if I reach my hands down and I feel nuts, you know,
bro.
I'd be more ashamed of myself. I wouldn't be mad at them. I'd be mad at myself.
Well, let's look at the whole situation. Alcohol was involved. It was late at night.
Yeah, how many times is that, you know, a 4 gone to a 10 after alcohol, you know what I mean? You're going to be a little hindered, like, and you get mad at it. I'd be mad at myself. Can't get mad at the other person. Shit.
Okay, motherfuckers get shit.
Everybody's mad at those ones they wish they didn't. You know? And it's always been under the influence. Not one of us been sober on them situations waking up, damn, they're trying to bite my arm off to get the fuck out of there.
Right.
You know what I mean? But, hey, you can't get mad at them. Nah, I mean, that was my fault.
So you're honestly going to sit there and tell me that if you were hot and heavy in the moment with what you perceive to be a woman, and you reach down and you got a handful of pecker, you would react as it's your fault?
I'd be probably in the worst state of mind ever. I'd go home and probably, like, sit in the shower by myself just scrubbing everything I could. Just no, no. Like, I don't know. Like, I'd probably be in shock. I might freeze. You know, actually, I probably could have a heart attack. I don't know.
Sometimes you just gotta run.
But to be honest, I've never been in that situation, so I couldn't tell you exactly how I'd react. So I'm just saying it more hypothetically, hysterically, comically.
Right?
But no,
I don't know how. I mean, I thought about it after we spoke, and I put myself in that situation, and I was like, fuck, I really don't know what I would do. I know I'd be pissed. I know I definitely wouldn't tell anybody about it.
For one thing for sure, Don, is being a bad person and being a liar doesn't excuse you regardless of your gender.
Yeah. Well, if it had been bucks with coconuts, we'd all have a merry fucking Christmas.
Right. You know, it's been, like I said, it's good to kind of be back. It's good to kind of feel like Don. You know, if you're listening to the show to this point on iHeart, you're probably going, what the fuck? But, you know, it's
people enjoying themselves.
It's fact, you know. But when you look at the characteristics of human nature, and you look at life for what it truly is, we have truly no one to blame but ourselves. I mean, we allowed this to happen. We allow this type of animosity to be displayed in our life because we accept certain people on social media as friends. We follow certain pages. And, you know, so I'll take 50% of the responsibility. But how do we go about fixing an issue that is beyond repair?
It's not beyond repair. You know what I mean? It's just, it took a long time to get to this point. You got to figure, like, it'd be like taking one step forward, two steps back, one step forward, two steps back. It's just, it took so many years to get shit as fucked up as where it is right now. It's the only way we're really going to change it is by, like, doubling or tripling those amount of years to fix it. So it's just, it's like climbing yourself out of a hole. It's possible, but, you know, do we have enough time? And that's the main question.
And I think you made the point absolutely correct, Don. You know, that's, and the fact is the responsibility lies with you and only you and nobody else but you. It doesn't matter your situation. It doesn't matter where you were shit out on this earth. The only thing in the entire world that you as an individual have control over is the way that you react to situations, the way that you think, and that the way that you adapt and react to all the situations that are presented in front of you. You know, so I think that is the way to fix it. I've said this before on this program, you know, if everybody in the world, if all the criminals and all the rapists and all the corrupt politicians, if everybody just decided to wake up tomorrow and just say, I'm going to be a good fucking person. I'm going to go give some of my money to some of my friends and some of the people who are less fortunate than me. I'm going to invest in my community and the people around me. If everybody in America just decided tomorrow, I'm going to go up and pick up some fucking trash and try to be a better person, we would all just magically wake up in a better world. But it's that diffusion of responsibility. It's that thing where, you know, they say that you're more likely to get raped in a crowd than you are on the street with one person around. Because if there's 200 people at a party and there's a girl getting raped, nobody feels the diffusion of responsibility to do anything, and they just sit there and fucking film it. Where if you're walking down an alley late at night and there's somebody in trouble and it's me and two people and there's a struggle and there's a woman, you know, getting beat up by a man, I'm the only one there. I'm going to go up and I'm going to fuck that dude up or at least try to and, you know, avert the situation. But all in all, you know, it comes back to personal responsibility, extreme ownership in all your actions, and mindfulness, you know, being mindful of what you're putting out into the world and the way that you're being perceived by other people, you know, but mindfulness and extreme ownership is how we fix this world.
Most definitely. You know, I got to take a commercial break here real quick. I was supposed to it 8 minutes ago, and I really didn't even upload the commercials because I haven't been up to par, but I'm going to put a little music break in here for a second, and when we come back, we'll continue the topic of discussion. If it loads, I pushed it, trust me.
Use it here.
Hey, I'll tell you what, man. I can't control the internet, man. I can't control the way.
No one can.
It's going to start playing probably as soon as we talk. Here, let me try something else real quick. And nothing's loading, so we'll just go ahead and go. I apologize to iHeart. It just is what it is. I can't control what's going on with my board. The music's probably going to pop on as we talk. I really don't give a shit today. You know, they can scratch the show for all I care.
We'll ride it.
Yeah, the music might pop on in the middle of our discussion, but that's all
good.
The thing of it is, you know, being sick and having time just to look back and reflect on the way others portray life, the way people come across. You know, I've seen a post that said, you know, after the, you know, Donald Trump came on TV last night, it was before he came on, it said something about, you know, one thing was, I think we lost our page or something went down. But anyway, it said something about, you know, I don't want to hear any more political views on my page. I don't want to see any political posts. But yet this is the same person that was posting political, you know, issues before the GOP. So, I mean, life isn't a double standard. When you look at last night's address for the people, what were you guys' takeaways and what were you guys' thoughts?
Kind of first off, just what you said, it's all relative, you know what I mean? Everybody's going to take it in their own particular perspective of what they saw, what they heard. Some people liked it, some people hated it. You know, personally, I thought it was what it was. That motherfucker went out and he said exactly what he's been tailored to say and what he's trying to do. And the other side clearly did nothing. They sat down. So it just showed that one side didn't want to compromise, and the other side is still going to play a game to where it's whatever it is, underhanded tactics, anything, they're going to get it done. I mean, dude, like, come on. He said that one comment he said about American kids are dreamers, too. I was like, dude, that is, like, the most genius fucking thing you can fucking say that nobody could really fucking come back to, because it's like, you look like an ass no matter which fucking direction you go. Now, him being an ass for saying that shit, but it's fucking genius. I like the circus. I like what's happening. I like the fucking chaos. Bring it on, because we're going to tear this motherfucker down, and then we'll build something new. That's what I hope happens.
Right. You know, I like that aspect of it, too. You know, for some reason, I'm having a hard time bringing the page back up, but we're still live, nonetheless. And then, you know, it's one thing about technology. You can figure out how to keep the shit going. You know, I seen a post today that said that they would like for Trump's agenda to be, you know, extended for another 4 years after his term is up. When I look at the political aspect of things, we kind of touched on this last week just a little bit. You know, for one, I think politicians are highly overpaid. You know, and the sad thing is the president is probably one of the least paid. He gets probably the least amount of pay for what he does. You look at senators, you look at congresspeople, you look at all aspects of it. Even after they retire, I looked up some numbers, and it kind of, wow, it just kind of threw me for a loop, because in my lifetime, I never would have imagined that these people were getting paid that kind of money. And the thing that got me was some of these individuals in retirement are making $500,000 or better. Do you see any justification in them receiving that type of money and full medical benefits after they retire?
Oh, yeah. 100%, dude. That's paid to keep your mouth shut. They got all types of secrets and knowledge of fucking underhanded shit that they don't need put out, so that's their fucking hush money. That's a great point. And on top of that, I mean, I've been preaching for years that our biggest problem in this country is our government is way too fucking big and out of control. If you look at what this country was founded on, you know, it was all, our entire Declaration of Independence, our Bill of Rights, all that is rules that limits how much power the government can have. And then over the past 300 years, we've just had lawyers who are working in loopholes and workarounds for those fucking 10 rules and have just decided to give themselves more money and more jobs. And anytime anybody creates a job, you know, we're seeing it with the DEA and marijuana. The DEA does not want marijuana to go away, because now the cops actually have to go out and, you know, bust meth labs, which is dangerous and takes a lot of money. And they're not getting the easy revenue, and they don't know how they're going to continue to make money, because, you know, where it's the same thing with the private prisons union. You know, they spend billions and billions and billions of dollars paying lobbyists to go to Congress and to pass more laws so more people can go to their prisons and they make more money. You know, I think the best thing we could do in this country is you have to take all money out of politics. You don't get to be a fucking a grand juror for 85 fucking years. You know, you don't get to do that. You don't get to be in Congress for your entire fucking life, and you don't get to become a billionaire in making laws that govern all the fucking peasants. You know, that is what we have to change. We need true democracy where everybody can pull out their cell phone, punch in their social security number, because we all have one of those, and vote for every law and every registration. You know, we don't need the Electoral College. The Electoral College was made because, guess what, if you lived in California, you'd have to ride a fucking horse to D.C. if you wanted to talk to your congressman. We don't need that anymore. We have fucking telephones and internet and Skype. It's absolutely ridiculous, and that's what we mean
by when we say we need a fucking huge, vast change to our government and our political system.
Yeah.
That's just screaming electoral college, though. I think we need it, especially like for places like here in California, dude. We're fucked by the politicians because we got these little pockets of fucking highly densely populated fucking areas that vote in a particular fucking screwball way. And then we got Pelosi. Pelosi is like one of the highest paid senators on the fucking roster on both sides. And they're in fucking charge. But we get everybody else that's scattered everywhere that we don't get no say. We don't got no control. Southern California is nothing like Northern California, yet they fucking govern us. It's fucking stupid.
And I'll say I agree with that, too, in the fact that I do believe that all of our government should be brought down to a very small, very localized level. You know, we can have government for our counties and for the people around us because that's efficient. That gets shit done. The reason that we have this giant fucking electoral college where the popular vote and whatever your vote is doesn't fucking matter because of these fucking assholes who are, you know, the guys who are the electoral college, man, it doesn't make any sense. We have to make government smaller and we have to move it to a localized level.
I agree with that. You know, I have a feeling I'm going to be getting a letter from the FCC. isn't life great? You know, it is what it is. I'm going to stand behind this show. I could take it up with my attorneys. There's absolutely no reason why. I mean, I could bring up the rest of my studio. I just can't.
And like we're fibbing, you know what I mean? It ain't no lie. Everything we said is fucking true.
You know, it just goes to show you, people don't think that the government is listening. And
oh, they're hella listening. They're probably looking at me, Travis, and you right now like these assholes. What are we going to do? If a motherfucker in a black suit comes up to my shit, I'll let you know.
But on some real shit, though, how is it some uneducated fucking, you know, high school GED having dropouts by all of society's, what you would call quote-unquote standards, you know, don't mean shit and aren't worth a shit, but yet we're just two fuck-ups and misfits who decided we like to learn stuff and we like to live in the real fucking world and learned a little thing called mindfulness, and somehow or another that makes us, you know, our opinion matter, and it makes sense, you know. It's weird to me, Don. I don't know how we're in the position we are with the life that we've, you know, led, and yet somehow it seems to me that we have a bit more of a grasp on it than regular people who are twice our age.
Yeah, you know, and that's one of the things that I love about this show is people can say, oh, well, you're older people that are, you know, just justifying or trying to justify your views. Well, I'm 51. I know you two are younger than me.
Shit, I'm only 27.
Yeah, so it's not just an old person's thought. These are thoughts of individuals that are from all ages in life and all walks of life. And, you know, that's one thing I love about being able to do this show is that for the simple fact that we keep it straight. We keep it real. You know, I don't understand why these people fucking kicked me out of my board, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, I'll accept it for that. But, you know, I'm still in my studio, but I can't get into the studio aspect. So when we end the show here in a couple minutes, we'll just go ahead and hang up and take life as that. And, you know, but moving forward, you know, I guess the whole idea of my interpretation of today is there truly is a decline in society. There truly is a differing in thoughts and the mentality of people anymore. You know, the whole aspect, when you look at it in a relevant issue, is it's like, I think it was either Travis or Amath that said that we basically have given, you know, people who have never had a voice before a platform. And with that platform, we've allowed situations in life that we don't agree with. But, you know, I'm transparent. I accepted 50% of the ownership because I allow this part and this aspect to be, you know, perplexed into my world and into my life. So I'm not putting the blame on the whole world. All I'm saying is that when you look at it in a whole situation, you know what? There has to be clarity. There has to be people like us that talk about it. Otherwise, there isn't going to be change. It's going to continue on this path. And on this final note, do you think, MF, because you said earlier you don't think it's too late, what path do you think we're going to have to take to reunify the thoughts of America and the people and get us on the right path?
I guess the easiest answer for that, death. Unfortunately, that is the only way, that is the only answer. Because in order for something to go out, and I'm going to use like the Freddy Krueger analogy, you know what I mean? Like, all this bad shit that is going on and everything else, if we were to, like, teach the new youngsters, like the new generation, I'm talking like 6 years old and younger, you know what I mean? Teach them from the start the right way, the real way, just some way to live and contribute to society. Like, your main goal should be able to contribute to your community, contribute to society. Now, however, to attain that goal, you know, it's going to differ on the person. But if we were to focus on the youngsters, as they grow older, the older people are slowly going to die out from age. You know what I mean? That's just a natural process of life. So I'm not saying, like, going out and killing people. I'm saying the natural process of, as these young ones come up and they're taught a certain way, as they get older, the older generation that carried those bias, those hates, those angers, you know, all these different emotions that were misguided or misplaced, you know, that'll eventually die out. And then people will just stop talking about it. It'll be more of like, that used to be in the past. There's really nobody that's lived through that. And unfortunately, we already kind of went through something like that, like with racism. You're like, I thought that shit died out. I thought it was in the movies. I thought it was something else. And all of a sudden, boom, 2000 start coming around and fucking racism everywhere. All of a sudden, these closet motherfuckers start popping out that I knew. I'm like, damn, I didn't even know it was like that. But then at the same time, it's like you get other people that are trying to cast, like, every single person with a broad brush. Like, every white person's racist. Every cop fucking hates people. Every black dude's a gangbanger. Every fucking Mexican's illegal. It's like they try to paint everybody with this broad fucking brush, and they give us a reason to fight and to bicker and to draw, like, drive a fucking wedge. But if these kids, if we can take these super fucking youngsters and just kind of lead them and guide them in a different way and go against, like, our bias and our prejudices, it's almost like you have to go against society with the young in order to succeed. Is it going to happen shortly overnight? Nah, dude, it's going to take a long fucking time. But just like how we got into this fucked up position, it's going to take just as long to get out.
Most definitely. You know, we're reaching the top of the hour. We got 7 minutes left. I'm going to pass the mic to Travis Hyland. What are your thoughts walking away from today's show, my brother?
You know, that's the same thing kind of along the lines that MF has been saying. You know, I've said it several times on this show before. You know, it's all about the kids, and it's all about our education system. And the education system we have in this country is absolute dog shit. It's an embarrassment. There's no fucking reason in the entire world that our teachers, the people who are entrusted with the lives and the futures of our children and the younger generation, are so fucking poor and impoverished and making $24,000 a fucking year. It's an embarrassment. You know, I think teachers should be paid, you know, along the lines of doctors. You know, they are that valuable in our society. And I really think that's the only thing that's going to change, you know. We have a lot of fucked up and weird conversations on this show, but the reason that we do it is to try and, you know, bring attention to some of these issues so people can realize that, oh, no, people really are eating fucking Tide Pods. I saw a man the other day squeeze a Tide Pod into his vape machine, and I saw him fucking vape a Tide Pong into his lungs. You know, this shit is really fucking happening. These things on Facebook are really popping up. And there's so many people in this country that are so distracted, like we say every day, that their only distraction is Facebook and all this crazy shit, but they're not getting any context for it, you know. They're not realizing that the rest of the world thinks that all this shit is fucking crazy, you know. 90% of people, I would say, probably agree with most of the things that we say, because that's real fucking life, but yet we are brainwashed and led by social media and mainstream media and all of these things, and, you know, your parents and all the things that you're taught in schools as a child. It's just momentum that people can never get out of. You know, so the only thing that we can do is focus on each other, focus on community, focus on love, and focus on our children, man. The worst part of social media, and we'll just end with this, Don, because I'm pretty sure you've seen it. There's a guy who goes around now, and when people are, like, texting, like, dads will be at the parks with their kids, and they'll go up and they'll abduct the kid because the parents are sitting there on the fucking phone. And then 5 minutes later, you know, they show the dad cooning and fucking looking around, and the dude walks up. He's like, hey, man, you're on your fucking phone, and I just took your kid.
you know, it's another thing where people got to stop being distracted by the bullshit and the hate and stop playing into the broad brushstrokes like we're saying, and just live in real life and love your family, love your community, and fucking take care of your children, for God's sakes.
Yeah. You know, it could have been more well said. You know, we're going to end the show with MF's final thought of the week, or quote of the week, or random thought of the week, whatever the hell it may be. But since the SEC already took my board away from me, hey, the floor is yours, brother. Say whatever the hell you want.
Show as fuck will, and I thank you. I thank you kindly. Let's say natural selection, for those that understand what that actually means. Nature will find a way. And the Tide Pod Challenge is just fucking proof of that, because it's only going to get worse. And my advice, teach your kids fucking something different. Be accountable for your actions, for what you teach your fucking kids, because those kids are going to be fucking in charge of how this country and how this world's going to fucking work in the next 20 years. Do yourself a favor. Hold yourself accountable. Quit letting your kids do stupid shit. And let's fucking get on with our lives and actually focus on taking care of one another.
Right.
Or nature will find a way and fucking limit that number. And it's going to slowly start fucking happening. Mind you, watch me.
Yeah, you know, I don't think you could have brought up a bigger point. And, you know, I just want to add one more thing to it. You know, you talk about the Tide Pod Challenge. Now somebody else put one out there. This is how ironic life and people are. Now they said somebody has these things called dipping dots for your laundry. I guess you put in the dryer. And it says Tide Pods ain't got shit on the dipping dots challenge. So, I mean, it's a problem that's not going to go away. And it just shows you how clueless some of these children are and how much their parents truly aren't looking into their lives or paying attention or reflecting on someone that they've created. And it's a pretty sad note on that. You know, but with that being said, gentlemen, I want to thank you for joining the show. It's truly been an honor to be able to have you on today. I look forward to next week. I'm sorry if I was kind of a little bit outraged today, but, you know, I had a lot of shit pent up in my mind, and I'm sure next week's probably going to even be worse. So on that note, thank you guys for joining me today. I look forward to next week until we can do it again. You know, keep being real. Keep being you. It's an honor to do a show with you, my brothers.
I'm glad to have you back, motherfucker. And thanks for having us. Much love, Don.
Most definitely. You guys have a good day, and God bless, man. Peace out.
Peace.